and welcome to episode 24 of the Squadcast, the official podcast of Glasgow Warriors. Thank you to everybody tuning in once again to the weekly podcast, and thank you to everybody that packed out Scotland on what I can only describe as a biblical evening.
Monsoon.
Monsoon, deluge, all the other synonyms that are available in the dictionary for Glaswegian rain. On Friday night against the Scarlets here at Scotland on Plaster It Purple Night. Murphy, apart from everybody going home looking like drowned rats, how great was it to see everybody pack out and support Glasgow Children's Hospital charity on Friday night?
It was an amazing night. To start off with, it was an amazing night. Even during the warm-up, it was great. I mean, like the pre-match activities, you obviously had the activities on the back pitch as well, and you saw everybody walking about with their their purple flags. Everybody had a wee purple top on as well, so yeah, it was pretty cool.
We touched on it last week, obviously, for our episode with Cole, generally just the fantastic work that the guys at the charity do. And I think at time of recording, we're currently sitting at about 17,600.
Yeah, I was going to say, we smashed the
target. We are well on the target. Yeah, we target of £15,000, and we've sailed through that. So
yeah,
thank
it's amazing.
You on
thank you, Warrior Nation.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
It's also quite cool seeing the boys rock up with the purple socks.
They look good, don't they?
Yeah, purple socks, purple head tape. That was pretty cool.
That was a player-led believe. I want to give Kyle credit for that.
Yeah, Steno.
I want to give Steno credit.
He's
for
always... very good leader for all things charitable, but especially Plastic Purple. That seems to be quite a close thing for him. Does a lot of the trips there, and we'll raise some good money.
We also had Ewan Allison as our mascot on Friday night. Raised over £160,000 over the last year or two as well, so a massive heads up to him. And one other man who stood out on the night was our player of the match, Mr. Xander Fagerson.
Yeah, he was good, wasn't he? He was. It's a match... It was probably a match for a tight head.
Yeah.
32 scrums. That's not full scrums. There's some resets, obviously.
Yeah.
32 scrums in total. Got through a shift in defence and putting some pretty good carries as well. So, very envious of him. But, good shift from Xander.
And we rewind a little bit to the pre-match activations out on the back pitch. One man thoroughly involved in that, as you'll have seen on our social media. Today's guest,
Big Al.
Alex Samuel, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, I got stitched up on the...
I wouldn't say stitched up, you loved it. Yeah, what was it,
the
BKT passing challenge?
Yeah. Well, you passed it. Talk to me. Facundo decided to just show everybody up and volley the thing through one of the tyres at one point.
He kicked it. Maxi did an American football or something. Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was just going to go to my email, but then Molly... Media woman find her email in, and now it's on the URC. So
we should also touch on the fact that it's not just on the back pitches of Scotland. You were involved at the weekend. You were out in Boroughmuir with the A squad out at Meggetland. Great win for the team out there. How was that for yourself outside?
Yeah, it was really good. It was definitely a lot better than the week before. We improved a lot, and it all came from a good week's training. And, yeah, it was really enjoyable, really good day out, and all the boys had fun, I think, so...
Would you go in with that as well, Murphy?
Yes, it was a brilliant game. I think, obviously, Horny worked so hard for us the previous week against Ayr and wanted to make sure everything was perfect and we were going to score lots of tries, and obviously it didn't happen. So can I do him a bit of a taste of about four or five tries? And how many did we end up getting?
Eight.
Eight or something, it was a good day at the office, and we kind of... I wouldn't put it as far to say we play a bit of a barbarian style, but we do like to chuck the ball about and not just battering into each other, and we do like running it from deep, kind of emulating what we do here, but with a bit more flair if we can. So it was actually, myself and Gregor Brown were chatting about it. It's actually quite tough because usually here, if you get the ball on 22, you'll get somebody in the backfield, just get it, bang it long into touch, you go to line it. Here you got to run all the way back and get ready to play it from deep. So the GPS report often looks a bit bigger than usual. So we're always knackered at the end of the game. But other than that, it was a good game. And Big L had a couple of lane breaks in there.
Yeah. Talk to me about it.
Don't be humble.
I'd second.
Stole one off me as well. Snake.
First one of the game.
One of the game.
No, I'd second. I was definitely blown as well, though. It was a tough game. Especially that first half was so fast. And I think, I think most of us had a line break, to be fair, in that first half.
Yeah, and obviously there's the game this weekend against Stirling.
There is indeed. Part of a two-game weekend for us. We've got the game up at Bridgehall, so preview that one for us, if you will.
Well, Glasgow Warriors A versus the Stirling Wolves, as they're now known.
Indeed.
So it's going to be an exciting Friday Night Lights. Indeed. Always is at Stirling. It's might be a good night according to the weather, but we have to learn now
we don't
we
trust the forecast
can't
anymore.
Can't trust any app we have on our phones or anything. But as it stands, it's might be a brilliant sunny evening at Stirling, so get yourself down there.
Indeed.
And then the main event on the Saturday, over to you.
Saturday night here at Scotstoun, Glasgow Warriors against Connacht in the final match of the BKT URC regular season. Tickets are still available at glasgowwarriors.org.
What time is it?
7:35 p.m. kickoff. Thanks for asking, Murphy.
You definitely didn't know that off the top of your head, did you? Are you reading that?
our setup today implies that I've got our recording laptop, my work laptop, on my lap as a laptop implies. I can confirm I'm not Googling it. Okay. I would say you're more than welcome to come down.
I'll trust you.
Anyway, before this descends into further madness, let's get on with the rest of the Squadcast. Right, for those of you who are new listeners to the Squadcast and haven't tuned in over the last 23 episodes, we're not going to take it personally. In front of Alex there, we've got the Squadcast hat filled with various scenarios relating to your Glasgow Warriors teammates. Your job, Alex, is to pick them out, read out the question / scenario on the card, and generally just make sure everybody has a good time listening to it. So, dive in.
Good luck. Perfect.
Best nickname in the squad, where did it come from? So, I don't know.
First of all, have you got a nickname?
Yeah, it's probably
I was going to ask you if we're allowed to say his nickname.
It's probably not PC for the viewers, so we'll leave it there.
Big Al.
Big Al. Big Al Mark 2, since you've got another one. Big Al 2.
I get that sometimes, but...
Or he gets knees and elbows.
All right.
Sammy J loves calling him knees and elbows.
Why is that?
Because he's all knees and elbows.
Yeah, all bone, man.
There was, I think it was actually training yesterday. Big Al carries off of a black or something, or carries off a 10, and Sammy just goes, knees and elbows! Just getting ready, because you know... Because you know something's going to hit you. It's either going to be a knee to the face or an elbow to the face. So you just got to prepare yourself for a big Al run down your channel. So
at least you're prepared for it.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the question at hand.
Best nickname. I don't know. Well, Tom BV's got a good one.
Tom Barnavala.
Yeah. two role, but also...
Dublé.
Yeah, now he's Dublé. Yeah, because he took a double massage slot last week. So now he's two role, two massage slots.
And then,
when you're in the academy, you don't really take a massage.
Yeah.
And his third one. Both the hammies.
Oh, yeah.
He's had two bad hammies on each one, so he gets called Dubly now.
He doesn't have much luck, does Tom, does he? He's usually the aim of this particular question.
Yeah, we'll have to get one.
Him on at some point to defend himself / justify
king,
his
he's
actions.
He's the king of the RTPs, the poor boy.
Yeah, nah. I've actually talked to him quite a bit about that, because... I know it's pretty rubbish when you spend a whole year. I think at the start you were supposed to get back in January.
You had a loyal membership to the RTP group, didn't you?
For a long time, and touch wood, I've shaken it for at least a bit now.
Do you like different tiers of membership to RTP? Like,
he's got the platinum gold standard.
You had a couple of back-to-back ones, if I remember correctly. You had a pretty lengthy spell. Do you like trade war stories, for want of a better expression?
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah. You could say that some boys pass on some of the battle stories. Al's got good ones, just because he was spent so long. Gregor Brown's another one. But yeah, Tom, poor boy, he's going to come out with the worst battle scars than anybody else, because he's a long-serving member. He's got loyalty cards, he's got everything, he's got the t-shirt, he's been in there the longest. So.
Should give a shout out at this point to the S&C and the physio team, because they do
work
on you guys.
Making it sound as if they're terrible and they're not getting us back, but
no they're
do
the exact
great
opposite.
Job. They do a great job.
They are very, very good. So very glad that you're in their hands and not mine.
Yes,
that way.
Yes, agreed.
I'll put you on social media, I'm not happy with that.
Next one out.
Dive in, Alex.
Best roommate, worst roommate.
All right. So who is your roommate normally? Do you have a set roommate? Or?
I've been with Lewis Bean quite a few times.
Okay.
He's a good roommate, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good. Obviously, he was in the army before he was here. And how old is he now? He's just like 30, going on 31, I think. He's he's got a lot of good stories for you in the room, and he's always good. He'll bring you back a sandwich, and I don't know.
Very accommodating, is he?
Very accommodating, yeah. So I'll go for him for best roommate, worst roommate.
Were you in South Africa?
I was in South Africa, yeah.
Who did you?
I'll go with Dobie because he gave me the bug. So, 2 days. What was it? Dobie had it on maybe Saturday night. And then Tuesday, like Monday night, that night, I just woke up middle of the night and I was like, oh, that was dope.
That's got to be, there's only one way to describe that trip, and that was just a banter trip. Just like one of those trips.
It is mad that we look back on it, and that was the season. Actually, you've actually just reminded me, because I don't think we've ever actually covered this off in sort of a public forum, but obviously we had the Shark game the week before, and then the Lions game was the second game of the week. That was supposed to be your pro debut. You were named in the internal team announcement, you were named in the 23, and then the game obviously gets called off the day before the game. What's going through your head at that point? Because obviously you've psyched yourself up to be your first appearance.
We did captain's run the whole lot.
Yeah, you've done all the things during the week,
probably one day away from it.
Yeah, well, it was the day before the game.
Day before.
What's going through your head at that
point?
Weird
one, because I was so ready for that game, but obviously I was lucky. I got it the week after. Obviously, at the time I didn't know. I was just planning as I was going to play that Super Six final. I think it was the week after. But yeah, honestly, I was like, the world's against me. A week later, I got my debut, and it was good actually to get it at Scotstoun in front of the fans.
You had a good run out for that one as well. So I put 37-0 against Benetton.
Every cloud.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You go from the sort of the world's against you. What was the other end of the spectrum when you finally made it onto the pitch? You started the game. I say finally made it onto the pitch, but when you ran out the tunnel for your debut.
Yeah, no, it was awesome. I mean, I've never actually been so nervous for a game. I don't know. I don't usually get that nervous, but before the warm-up, I was like, just suddenly nerves kicked in. I was like, oh, geez, this is something I hadn't experienced before. But no, it was awesome, definitely. Yeah. Went out after with my family and stuff, and yeah, it was a proper good day. A good day for you as well.
Yeah, it was a fun day because I was playing rugby. but no, it was good. It was good because obviously going from such a big low to such a big high was obviously very good, and obviously took your debut well. But yeah, thank God we can leave that trip in the past.
Very much so.
Ross and myself just ended up being waiters for everybody else because folk obviously weren't allowed at the room. We were just running trips with bread and soup up to everybody.
So if you ever need a sandwich, or if he's your man.
Soup and a sandwich, Roscoe and I, be there.
Look, Fitcher tapping along to this now.
Loyal listener, what do you expect?
Compare a teammate to a film character.
Fair enough.
Right.
I mean, I would say you've got a 50-odd teammates to choose from. You've got pretty much an infinite library of films to choose from, so...
I'll do one just because I'm looking straight at him. I'm not talking about you, Al. I'm talking about somebody in the background.
See, that's easy.
Seba, Roadrunner.
Nice. I like where you're at with that.
And that is easy. Just
Boys
rapid.
Pretty handy.
Pretty rapid.
Compare maybe Toonie to like, well, Christian Tintin to like Tintin.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, you've come through the ranks with Christian, obviously, playing for the A squad as well. You must know each other pretty well by now, I say.
Yeah, I have probably first met him at 16, so did all the age groups through together, and then, I don't know. I don't want to meet some Tintin. Just kind of reminds me of my dad.
Fair enough. Yeah. I'm just looking around because I realized he walked through a minute ago. Is he still here?
I thought you were looking at him and you were going to say Tintin.
No. Richie Gray, James Bond. He's got that suave.
He'd be the tallest James Bond in history.
He would be. He wouldn't be the most. Yeah. What's the word? Like nimble and like.
I don't know. I'd back him.
I don't know. Not at 6'11".
You know the scenes where he's like running across the roof and he has to jump and grab onto a helicopter. I mean, you wouldn't have to do that. You could just run up and grab.
Right. Here's a good one. This was a genuine thing when he arrived. JP as Jaws.
I did see this. somebody on social media did put
Looks
that one up.
Looks like Jaws. So look, we've got suave as James Bond, and then we've got JP as Jaws.
There you go. We've got the whole thing sorted.
Who else can we get? Who would be a I've forgotten his name now. You know the guy with the bowler hat?
Odd Job.
Odd Job.
Yeah.
Beast G.
Beast G. He looks good in a bowler hat.
Yeah. Love a wee bowler hat, but yeah.
Fair enough.
I feel like you can make a cast of nearly every show there is out of the whole squad. Like, there's 52 boys here.
I mean, there's probably a fairly decent sitcom.
Yeah.
In a lot of you boys together.
That's what I mean.
I'm not necessarily sure I'd want to be the one making that sitcom.
I've seen Xander dress up as Shrek before.
Yes, I have seen
seen him full body outfit, like, face painted. He's got the ears on as well.
The Halloween nights out are usually good for...
Yeah, you can get some good inspiration there.
Seem to remember Sheba going the Hangover with the wee one.
What was his name? He was the guy that had the... I don't know, was he... Who was Sheba again? Because his wife was... The guy that's got the Mike Tyson tattoo. Oh, he was Alan. He was Alan, yes. And his kid was whatever the baby's name.
Yeah,
is
I actually don't know
the Hangover, but yeah.
I remember Wilson went as the Addams Family one year as well.
Yeah, that was brilliant. The whole family dressed up.
What about yourself, Alex? Have you been on the Halloween nights out yet?
She wasn't at the one last year, unfortunately.
Nah.
What character would you back yourself to play? Movie character.
Oh, that's a tough one.
What would you most want to play? What movie would you most want to be in?
I don't know, man. Like, The Hangover looks so fun. Doing that kind of, like, everyone getting away.
Are you just saying that because you want a holiday to Vegas?
Yeah, that sounds awesome, but...
Holiday to Vegas with the boys.
I don't know which one you'd go for.
I'd love to send, like, four boys from here to Vegas, put a player cam on each one of them. Chop it back up, and then there you go. That's some content for Molly to make.
Sheer chaos.
See if Al can get the budget for that.
Yeah.
Al Kellick, I mean, not you, Al. Don't worry.
I mean, Al, if you also want to finance it, feel free. Anyway, before we get Al into any more shameless amounts of debt.
Another one?
Yep.
Who is the teammate that makes you laugh the most?
Yeah, nice one.
Nice one. I'll go with Bino.
I knew you were going to say that.
Honestly, every day you come in, he gives you all kinds of stick, but he is the first guy who popped in my head. I don't know.
He's a safe answer in that regard, is Bino, for sure.
He loves the team culture. Loves it.
Yeah.
All for having a laugh. And he's also all for having a laugh at himself as well. Like, key example today. Watching back some review clips of the game at the weekend, and obviously Franco loves to see a bit of footwork before the carry, and Bino just runs in a straight line and just stands up and goes, "Great carry, Bino." And everyone just has a little wee giggle, but I don't know if you could tell that was my Bino accent.
I wasn't sure which one, I was laughing politely.
My Bino impersonation. But,
I wasn't sure if it was Yorkshire or you had a Franco's accent. I wasn't sure where we were going.
I can't do a Franco accent. I'm probably not going to attempt it either.
Probably not wise to try that either.
Yeah, Bino's a great shout. What about, let's go to the other end of the spectrum. What younger boys make you laugh?
Younger boys, who do I want to get this to?
Because you've got, there's a bit of a, I don't know how to put it, like, the change rooms here, there's two main change rooms. Yep. They're not the biggest. So, usually the younger guys all jump in a bigger change room just down from the two change rooms. Mm-hmm. So they've got their own little... cave.
A bubble, yeah.
And I was in there for a few years. Yeah, I progressed out.
You graduated.
Graduated. I'll be the next one. See, when there's an exodus in the change room next, I'll be moving up.
Yeah.
But surely you've got a couple of jokers in there, and I know you do.
I don't know. I want to give credit for this.
That's where we find out that Al's just going to put himself up for this. So yeah, I'm actually hilarious.
I'll give it to Jack Mann, actually.
Yeah.
He's Jack's good fun.
Yeah, he's good. Far corner. Gregor Brown's good as well. And I'll go Gus Fraser.
Nice.
Those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're all good together. And then guys my age. Fez will give you something, but rarely. Like, he comes out. When he does come,
it's usually worth it.
It's usually worth it.
That's fair enough.
That's nice.
Right, we'll go with one more. And then that's you. One more, Alex.
Which coach are you calling if your car breaks down?
Here we go.
Speaking of,
is that you?
Speaking of, Alex, how tall are you?
6'9".
With a man of that stature, you'd expect him to drive, I don't know, something roomy.
Yeah.
What'd you drive?
Hyundai
i10. Hyundai i10.
Yeah, it's humble.
It's like a metal ball and somebody's like blowing some air into it. It's just like a wee bubble. Yeah. Seeing Al get that every morning just looks like a struggle.
I know, it's for the insurance, mate. That's what it's for.
Yeah.
Got to keep the insurance.
That's fair. Story that deserves, I'm never entirely sure whether it's fully true or not, but Doddy Weir's first car was something similarly small and he had to take the front seat out and drive from the back seat. So the follow-up question is are you doing that?
No, I actually was. You can literally take the back seat out and like move
everything back, was it?
And move a seat down as well. But
what's the most amount of folk you've managed to fit in your car with you driving?
One.
Me drive. No, I have had me and all my mates from home in the car down in Newcastle.
Can you fit somebody behind you?
Like, it doesn't work, but
yes,
it has worked at times. Like when it has to work, people.
I would not want to draw that short straw.
Yeah.
No, I'm kind of with you there.
One of my mates said to me, he was like, "Oh no, it's fine, mate. I'll manage. Like, trust, I'll manage." Because I was a couple of guys were going to get the train, and then
you said you going to Newcastle.
Yeah, and he got there, and he was like, "Mate, you're joking me."
Yeah, no wonder. But has your car ever broken down?
Nah.
Touch wood right now.
Yeah, touch wood. But yep. Not so. Which coach would I call? I think Mark should be the most practical about it. I think he's got, yeah.
Yeah, can see that.
But I don't know. Who'd you go for?
Deco. Deco would be my.
Deco, yeah. That's a good show.
Because he's got his van, he's got his wee farm, he does little bits and bobs. He's a handyman. Yeah. I feel like he'd, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what other coaches are mechanics. But then he could go to like Colin Brownsman.
Yeah,
that's a great show.
You'd surely know a bit about some machines.
I reckon Shiz would be good as well.
Shizzle Dizzle.
Yeah.
He's the answer for all things. Just all things like...
The mix and match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He could do anything.
Could believe that.
But, Dicko would be my answer. Pete March was actually the answer for the last time we got this question.
Well, he was eventually, because I can't remember who it was, but the first person that... The guest that had this question said...
Darge.
It might have been Darge, but his answer was Franco, just so he could tell him he was going to be late. Which is an outside the box way of answering that question. Yeah. But
remember, Darge picked March because he lives close by.
Yeah, who lives closest to you, Alex? This is true. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Well, on that note, we will call an end to episode 24 of the Squadcast. Thank you very much to Alex Samuel for sticking around and joining us. Go well this weekend and in many other weekends to follow, and we'll see you again soon. Murphy, likewise, we'll see you again this time next week in the lead up to European semi-final week. But in the meantime, we will see you all on Saturday night here at Scotstoun. Warrior Nation tickets still available at glasgowwarriors.org. In the meantime, he's been Alex Samuel, he's been Murphy Walker, I've been Craig Wright, and this has been the Glasgow Warriors Squadcast.